Hi, hello there, Unique.
Yes, this is she.
Hi there, my name is Marty. I'm calling in regards to the Deborah Prevere lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad, thank you. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Then yeah, we could definitely help you there. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Prevere lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and you're filing on behalf of yourself?
Yeah, for me.
You're a resident of the United States, right?
Yeah, California.
Okay, excellent. That falls within the United States. And then, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, and what was the date of your diagnosis?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
April 13th, last year.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I got April 13th, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. So then let me go ahead and ask you the same question that I asked earlier. It's just going to be in a little bit of a longer form, okay? So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice under any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then, what is your date of birth?
September 18, 2001.
Okay, 9/18/2001. Do you know
Yes.
anyone else that was affected as well? Took Depo-Provera and then got a meningioma?
No, I don't know nobody else.
Oh, thank goodness. I'll tell you that.
Right. I would hate to have somebody else.
No, absolutely. And then, did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive of Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Second, 1 second. Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yeah.
I figured since you were born in 2001.
Right.
Okay.
I started taking my depo shots in July 2019, and I stopped April 2023.
No kidding. Oh my goodness. You said July of 2023.
19.
July, sorry, let me get this right. I'm so sorry. July 19th.
July 2019.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. July of 2019.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, it's
When
really fine.
did you start using it?
I started taking it in July 2019, and I stopped taking it April 2023.
July.
And I was getting it every 3 months,
April.
like once every 3 months. Yeah, April 2023.
Perfect. Sorry, there's too many numbers at one time. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I
Okay.
understand.
I'm gonna go ahead and just review that with you real quick. So the usage start date was July. I'm gonna say just the 1st of 2019, and then April 1st, 2023 is the best estimate, right?
Yes.
2020. Okay, great. Okay, and then will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you. Okay, and then it's Unique, UNIQUE Smith, SMITH, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then Let me go ahead and give you your social so we can look up your records.
Okay.
Do you know that off the top of your head?
Well, you asked me for my social?
Yeah.
605-293027.
Okay. I have 605-293027.
Yes.
Okay. And then for email, I have uniquesmith140@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then for phone number, I have 661-609-6923.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the best address for you?
1133 East Avenue, K13, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Okay, I have 1133 East Avenue, K13, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then what is the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, please.
Dr. Farouk, but let me make sure that's right. Yeah, Dr. Farouk.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the hospital?
Yes, Adelaide Valley Hospital.
Okay. Do you, you know what? Can you help me spell Farouk?
Yes. F-A-R-R-U-K-H. You got it?
Absolutely. F-A-R-R-U-K-H?
Yes.
And then Valley Hospital?
Antelope Valley Hospital.
Oh, Antelope Valley. It's about the 661 area code.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm in California, too, so.
Oh, yeah, that's how you do stuff fast.
Yeah, yeah, and that's Abdallah. Is it Abdallah Farouk?
Yeah.
In Lancaster?
Yeah.
Or probably, yeah, I know, you're probably shaking hands with Lancaster being right there. Dr. Abdallah Farouk. Okay. And then, sorry, I don't want to ask the same thing twice. Okay, Antelope Hospital?
Antelope Valley Hospital?
Antelope Valley Hospital, I'm so sorry. What valley? Perfect. You know, is that the same as Antelope Valley Medical Center?
I don't think it's the same.
Different?
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, Antelope Valley Hospital. Okay. And then was the name Abdallah Farouk, was that the right first name? Or do you not know? Is it just better to do Dr. Farouk?
Yeah, that was the right first name. It's how it's, yeah, familiar.
Okay, good, good. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Okay. And then do you know the address? That's why I was actually looking it up right now. I was looking it up on Google there. Do you know the address for that, the Antelope Valley Hospital? Okay. What is the address?
1600 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, yeah, that came up as the same address as Antelope Valley Medical Center. Perfect.
Oh, it is the same thing.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't too far off, right?
I don't know why I thought it was something totally different.
I have 1600 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. There we go. At least you know I'm paying attention. There we go.
Right.
No, that's good. That's good. And then do you have a good phone number there?
For the hospital?
Yeah.
I could Google the numbers.
No. I'm good. I actually, for that one, I can go ahead and get you the number.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's 661-949-5000 for the Antelope Valley Medical Center, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then have you had, before all of this, did you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, not at all.
Now, we went over earlier the diagnosing doctor. Was there a different treating doctor?
No, I got the same doctor for everything.
For your treatment as well? Okay, great.
Yes.
Oh, that's definitely very lucky. Okay, so Dr. Abdallah S. Farouk, I'm going to go ahead and transfer that information. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, it'll just take a moment.
All right, it's fine.
Thank you so much. Say, I know you're busy too. Okay. Okay. So, and then for the pharmaceutical doctor, the prescribing doctor for Depo-Provera, did you have a prescribing doctor there that was different?
Yeah, I had a gynecologist, my gynecologist. Her name was Dr. Dixon, Erica Dixon.
Dr. Erica Dixon?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that's E-R-I-C-A-D-I-C-K-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Erica L. Dixon? Okay. And that's in Lancaster as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that at the address of 1351 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California?
I believe so.
Was that the same one?
Wait, let me see.
Same place?
You said 1351.
Sorry, let me actually check real quick. Oh, yeah, it is different. It's the same area, though, right? 1351
yeah.
West Avenue, J. Lancaster, California, 93534, or did she have a different address?
Yeah, I don't think it's the same as the
It's not
one.
The same as Abdullah Farouk. That was 1600 West Avenue, J. I thought for a moment, I thought it was the same because it was Avenue, J., but it's actually a different number, a street number. So it was at 1351 West
yeah.
Avenue J, Lancaster?
Yeah.
Is that where Dr. Erica L. Dixon was?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I know it's kind of similar, huh?
Everything in Lancaster is a lot of stuff sounds the same out here, like care centers, it's a lot of the same thing.
Yeah. And then do you remember the name of the facility that you went to for Dr. Dixon?
I want to say I went to Tarzella Treatment Center. I don't really remember.
Okay, let's see. That came up as, was it Antelope Valley Women's Care or is something different?
Well, give me a second.
You could look it up and I'll start fresh, as long as we know the right doctor. Erica Dixon.
I think it's like a family care, like.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
Yeah, I was the. You see it?
One second. I'm looking for you. I don't see any Tarzana. Let's see.
Tarzana treatments it is?
Is that what you think it might be? Okay.
Yeah, 44447. 10th Street West, Lancaster, California.
Tarzana Treatment Center? Perfect.
Yeah.
4444. So there's four fours.
Yeah.
There we go. North 10th Street West, right? Okay.
No. 44447 10th Street West, Lancaster, California.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, they just have that as North 10th Street West on that one. Perfect. It might be North 10th Street West. Okay, let me see.
I don't think it's North.
Uh-oh, okay. I'm going to take your word for it, okay?
Okay.
That's better. 4444.
Because out here, we don't really say nothing North.
Good, good. Well, you know better than me. They're going to be able to find them no matter. That's going to be easy. Okay. So we have 44447 10th Street West. Okay, perfect. Sorry about that.
It's going.
And then, and that was Lancaster. Oh, there we go. Lancaster, California. Do you remember the zip code there?
Yeah, it should be 93534.
93534. Perfect. Do you have a phone number there?
No, but I can get you it.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
You know what? I'm all ready for you.
818-996-1051.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then I'll read that all back to you. Sorry about that. Just wanted to make sure we are on the same page. I just look it up as we do it. So let me go ahead and read all that back to you. So I have Dr. Erica, that's E-R-I-C-A-L, Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, and that's at Tarzana, T-A-R-Z-A-N-A, Treatment Center, 44447 10th Street West, Lancaster, California, 93534. And that's 818-996-1051. Is that all correct?
Perfect.
Perfect. Good, good. And then it says, so is that the pharmacy you went to as well, that we just mentioned? Did you get your pharmaceuticals from there as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And was that just so the pharmacy was at Tarzana Treatment Center where you got the shot?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll just use the same name, pharmacy address, and phone number. Okay. All right, we're almost done. Thank you so much for sticking with me for the more difficult parts.
Okay. Of course.
Okay, great. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case or your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that we can list?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you live with them or do they live elsewhere?
I could try to use, yeah, my mom.
Okay. Does she live with you or elsewhere?
With me.
Okay. And then what is her name?
Portia.
P-O-R-C-H-E?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. One day, one day, maybe I'll have a Dixon, or is it a different name?
No, her last name is DePries. D-Y-P-U-R-S-S.
And then I'm going to spell that to you, okay?
Okay.
D as in Delta, Y as in Yankee, P as in Papa, U as in Uniform, R as in Romeo, S as in Sierra, S as in Sierra.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what's her number? Telephone number?
424-901-9624.
Okay. That's mother. Okay. And then, do you know what? Do you know her email? If not, we could, you know, she could access yours or could use yours. But do you know her email?
You said she could use mine?
Yeah, if she has access to it, right, for emergency purposes, of course.
Yeah, she could just use mine. She don't really check her stuff.
Sure. Okay. Oh, and let me go. I forgot. I was waiting for you to tell me, but you know we have yours. I believe it is uniquesmith140 at Gmail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said she lives separately. What is her address?
1133 East Avenue, K13, Lancaster, California. 93535.
Okay. So did you say 2113 for her address? What was the number?
I said 1133 East Avenue, K13.
Oh, for some, okay. I think I might have, maybe my fingers are moving too fast. Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. I think I have it perfect, okay? I have 113 East Avenue, K as in Kilo, 13. Lancaster, California, 93535.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I think that's just about everything. And then the last thing I'll say is, where is it? There we go. And do you have a copy of your medical records? If not, can you get them?
No, it's, well, I do, but they have the doctors still, like.
Okay, so they exist, or the doctors, if you needed them, then you could get them.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect. That was it. Excellent. Now what I'm going to do, since I know they kind of go back and forth a little bit, I'm just going to read everything back to you, make sure it's perfect, okay?
Okay.
And this doesn't take long. The hard part's over. Okay. Perfect. So in the very beginning, I asked, would you like to see the criteria to participate in the lawsuit? You said yes. Did you get an attorney to assist you? You said no. Were you willing to affirm that you would not sell legal representation from any other law firm or sign documents with another law firm? You said yes. You're willing to affirm you haven't. You're filing on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma. After taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The date of diagnosis was April 13th, 2023. The date of birth for you is 9/18/2001. All that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Says, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive of Depo-Provera? You said yes. And then... did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, which is 4 injections within 1 year, prior to diagnosis? All of that was a yes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January of 1st, 1992 through the present date? You said yes, considering your date of birth. That made a lot of sense. And then your usage start date was July 1st, 2019 to about April 1st of 2023, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. To confirm your gender is female. The way you spell your first name is U-N-I-Q-U-E. Last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Social Security is 605-293027. Email is uniquesmith140@gmail.com. Telephone number is 661-609-6923. That's your mobile number, your cell phone number. And then your contact address is 1133 East Avenue K, 13, Lancaster, California. And that is 93535. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then diagnosing doctor, Dr. Abdallah S. Farouk, A-B-D-A-L-L-A-H-S, Farouk, F-A-R-R-U-K-H. That is at the Antelope Valley Medical Center is the facility name, and that's at 1600 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California, 93534. The facility's phone number is 661-949-5000. And then you've never had a prior cancer diagnosis. All of that is all correct, right?
Yeah, it's all correct.
Excellent. And then same exact information, Dr. Abdallah S. Farouk, Antelope Valley Medical Center, 1600 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California, and then 661-949-5000. That's your medical treatment. You got treated the same place you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost done here. So medical pharmaceuticals. So just the doctor's name was Erica L. Dixon in Tarzana Treatment Center. And this is at 44447 10th Street West, Lancaster, California, 93534, 818-996-1051. And same as the pharmacy, same exact information. All of that's right for your prescribing doctor's information and pharmacy, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then any additional medical notes you'd like to make? Anything you'd like them to know?
Well, we ought to need the dosage or anything like that, right?
Huh?
You didn't need the dosage of how much I used to take or anything?
No, no, no. You said you took it at least four times in one year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had surgery.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records? You said yes, right? Or you could get a copy if needed, right? Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and just read your mother's information. That would be your emergency contact. That's Portia, P-O-R-C-H-E. You know what? I can't remember how you pronounce it. I'm so sorry. I'm going to spell it for you. D-Y-P-U-R-S-S. Telephone number 424-901-9624. That's your mother. And then email address, you said in case of an emergency, she can access yours, uniquesmith140@gmail.com. The address for your mother is 113 East Avenue K, 13, Lancaster, California, 93535. And that's everything.
Okay, perfect.
But all that was perfect?
Yep.
Okay, good, good. Now, go ahead and check either your text. Oh, sorry, one second. There's one thing I need to make sure I... There might be one thing I missed here. Sorry. Oh, you know what? Sorry, this is an easy question. For the do you have a copy of your medical records, or can you get them, right? You said yes. Now, if you were, right, in a long shot scenario, did you want to provide them by mail, electronically, or you could do either?
Either is fine.
Either is right. Perfect. Okay, and then you should be getting a text or a email, and an email, actually, in the next few moments, okay?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay, and this is a DocuSign. It's actually really short and easy. So you can go ahead and do text if you'd like, or email. And then if you'd like, I can actually guide you through. If not, you can go ahead and do it on your own and just tag me in if you need me to help you with anything, okay?
Okay, I'm looking right now.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and text you with my information in case you need anything. The law firm is going to get a hold of you within the next 12 to 24 hours. If not, you can go ahead and reach out to them. Give me one moment. I'll let you do that, and I'll text you in the meantime.
Okay. All right, I don't know if you can still hear me, but I did that part. Wait, hello? You can still hear me?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. You know what? I guess I accidentally hit mute, and so I actually, yep, I got the completed. And you responded to my text message perfectly. I got the completed document, so everything is good. In about 12 to 24 hours, they should be getting a hold of you. If not, you can go ahead and reach out to them. I'm going to go ahead and send you their information as well, so you have my information already, just in case you need anything. And then they're going to be your main point of contact. I'm going to go ahead and get you their information as well. You're all set.
Okay, so I should be expecting something by tomorrow, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm going to give you your contact information. You're going to have me as well as a resource, so, you know, you shouldn't ever just, be alone trying to figure things out. But, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. You know, sorry that, that all happened to you. Let me know if you need any help or if anyone else does as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. It was nice meeting you, Ms. Unique. I hope you have a great day. Oh, it was all going well until I said that. Thank you so much, Unique. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.